This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are to meet with Asian American leaders during their visit to the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, offering support to the community after Tuesday's shooting deaths of 8 people, 6 of whom were Asian women. President Biden ordered flags flown at half staff through March 22nd to honor the victims. Authorities say the suspect in Tuesday's shootings at metro area massage parlors claimed they were not racially motivated but a result of sex addiction issues. Atlanta law enforcement said Robert Aaron Long had frequented 2 of the parlors. Police arrested the 21-year-old just hours after the shooting spree. The Biden administration resumes its first high-level face-to-face talks with key rival China Friday. The United States and China leveled sharp rebukes Thursday of each other's policies in the first meeting with deeply strained relations of the two global rivals on rare display during the meeting's opening session in Alaska. While much of Biden's China policy is still being formulated, including how to handle the tariffs on Chinese goods implemented under President Trump, his administration has so far placed a stronger emphasis on democratic values and allegations of human rights abuses by China. While in Atlanta, President Biden will visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for a COVID-19 update, which comes the same day he set his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before his first 100 days in office will be reached, 42 days ahead of schedule. The president said, while this is a time for optimism, it's not a time to be careless. He continued to urge Americans to wash their hands, socially distance, and to wear a mask to prevent transmission of COVID-19 virus. This is VOA News. Finland has suspended use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine while investigating 2 cases of blood clots, according to the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare. Georgia's health ministry said Friday AstraZeneca vaccinations would continue only in fully fledged medical centers following the death of a nurse, the TASS news agency reported. A 27-year-old nurse who suffered an anaphylactic shock after having the AstraZeneca vaccine died Friday, the Interfax news agency reported earlier. Cameroon's health ministry has suspended administration of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine it was scheduled to receive March 20th as part of the global vaccine sharing program COVAX. The ministry said in a statement, the suspension was for precaution and prudence. It gave no further reasons for the decision or if it will go ahead and take delivery of its share of the vaccine. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have made major advances on Marib City after seizing a strategic mountain in clashes that caused dozens of casualties on both sides, government sources said Friday. Since last month, the rebels have been pushing to seize Marib, the government's last northern stronghold and the capital of an oil-rich region. The Houthis and the internationally recognized government have been locked in a power struggle since 2014, when the rebels seized control of its Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Israeli troops shot dead a Palestinian Friday as demonstrators protesting against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank hurled rocks at soldiers, a Reuters witness said. The man was shot in the head during a protest near a village near Nablus and was taken to a hospital where he later died, the Palestinian health ministry said. The Israeli military said it was examining the incident. Candidates hit the streets of Israel Friday ahead of next week's election as a coronavirus vaccination campaign enables face-to-face voter contact, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hoping the inoculation effort earns him an elusive majority. Netanyahu, who is seeking to extend his record 12 consecutive years in power, was scheduled to tour a bustling Jerusalem market before the Jewish Day of Rest begins at sundown. The visit would have been unthinkable when Israel was in full lockdown just a few weeks ago. Turkish police Friday detained dozens of pro-Kurdish party officials and a prominent human rights activist as prosecutors step up pressure on the country's third-largest party. A top public prosecutor Wednesday demanded the dissolution of the leftist opposition People's Democratic Party over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Diane Roberts, VOA News.